We are going to get quite spooky now.
Yeah.
Depending on how you look at it. We've got Shelley from Min Encounters.
Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley. The reason for this call is because we've been doing a little bit of sleuthing. Now, I was telling Lakey about, well, I reckon I've had an encounter with Min Min Lights, and there's another girl that works with us as well, Taylor. She says that when she was crossing the Nullarbor, she has had an encounter with Min Min Lights as well. So we want to kind of delve a little bit more deeper into this topic.
And I'd never heard of Min Min's.
Heard of them before. If people are out there listening, can you tell them a little bit about what Min Min Lights are?
So the Min Min Light is a mysterious light that appears around our area and also other areas throughout Australia. It's a mysterious light that seems to appear, and it kind of, the mysterious part of it is like it doesn't have a pattern, so it kind of chooses when, where and who to appear to, and there's never ever been an explanation on what the Min Min Light may be.
And the reason why we've called you is because Boolia, where you're based, is a hotspot for it.
We are. We're the home of the Min Min Light, so the land of the Min Min Light. The name originated from Boolia here. Some like to say that the Min Min Light first started appearing. It's a bit debatable with the time, so either late 1800s, early 1900s, when the infamous Min Min Hotel burnt down, that's when they said that the light first started appearing. So it basically got the name from that hotel, being Min Min Hotel, to the Min Min Light.
Hold on a minute, Min. Let me just get this straight. So, what are your thoughts on what these Min Min lights are, and why are they following certain people and some people can't see them? If you haven't guessed already, I'm a skeptic.
So, I think that it's very mysterious. Like, there has to be an explanation on what it may be. It's just, yes, but many like theories on what the Min Min Light may be. Like, we've had people from all different professions come to Boolia throughout the years to try and prove that their theory is correct, from being natural sort of theories as if it's like gas is coming out of the ground, the earth moving, or the fact that Boolia is, as well in other areas, and that it's such vast open spaces that light can travel for so far, to then you get the ones that come out and think it's the supernatural, like the ghosts and UFOs and spirits and stuff. So to me, like, I think there must be like a bit of a radical explanation on what it is, but because it doesn't have a set time frame or set pattern or location that it does appear, that's what's made it so hard to study. Yeah. Until they find out what it is, we just, yeah, still have the mystery here.
Only happens at night time, hey guys?
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
And I was left very shaken after my, it's been what, about 2-3 years now since I experienced the Min Min Light, and Lakey's kind of rolling his eyes over there. But it's interesting though, have you had an encounter yourself?
I haven't, unfortunately, but I don't do a lot of nighttime driving, so...
Don't do
So, only the fact, like, yeah, being out here, like, yeah, when you do travel at night out here, the ruse and the stock and everything, because just, yeah, you'd rather travel during the day, so I, yeah, haven't seen it. Both my parents have seen it, and my mum doesn't drink at all, too, so, yeah, some people say they only see the light after they've had a few drinks, but they actually had a freight business, and so they did do a fair bit of nighttime driving, and they'd seen it quite a few times, so, yeah.
Like, he's still very sceptical, but that's it's funny. The encounter that your mother had is very similar to the one that I kind of had. It followed us for about an hour and a half, to the point where we even stopped in a town in between, and... I know. Look,
that's,
I understand.
What makes me laugh.
No,
it seems to be at constant with the vehicle.
No, it really is. Like, it followed us behind. And the weird thing was, whenever a car would come the other way, we'd go, the car's going to shine a light on this light or whatever it is, and we're going to see what it is. It would completely disappear whenever another car come the other way, and then it would come back on. We just, anyway. It's really, really interesting. We're going to actually open up the phone lines now if anyone else has had an experience with Min Min Lights. Thank you so much for joining us, Shelley.
Okay. That's okay. No worries.
17 past 8.
I...
Ring, ring for your Min Min.
You can be anonymous, but 13, 12, 16, if you have seen any lights or anything out of the ordinary when you've been driving, we'd love to hear from you. Love to hear your stories.
We'd love to hear, considering the lady from the Min Min Encounters hasn't had an encounter with a Min Min.
Oh, the phone's just lit up.
I'm feeling sceptical. Give us a call. Very spooky right now. Min Mins.
Yeah, we are talking about Min Min lights.
Min Min Encounters.
Well, I'm pretty open in the fact that a
encounters
couple of years...
Encounters from the third realm.
A couple of years ago, I saw what I later learnt to be called Min Min Lights. They followed me on a drive. I was on a country road. It was me and my girlfriend. We were scared out of our wits. But since I've actually shared that story with a couple of people, I've noticed a lot of people saying that they've seen Min Min Lights. We just spoke to Shelley before from the Min Min Encounter Centre in Boolia, where it's a bit of a hot spot there. But right now, we're taking your calls on 13 12 16 to know if you've had a Min Min experience.
All right, Lisa. Now, let's not blurt on too long because people who believe in this kind of stuff tend to just go on like crazy tangents.
Stop
but
it.
Let's try to keep it radio friendly this morning.
Okay, so I'll just tell you, my father, who has passed now, but he would always tell us stories that he worked out at Stonehenge and Longreach as a ringer.
Yep.
He first started working at 12 and was, because he was always the youngest, he was sent out to look after the cattle and stock throughout the night, and that's the first time he started to see Min Min Lights. And he said for years he was absolutely petrified of them,
yeah.
And that they would dart all around him and it would just be him and stock there and there would be no explanation of what it would be. And he said that there would never be a night that he didn't see it.
Wow.
And then so this goes back a long time ago, and he said then he began to not fear them and would actually spend nights trying to find them, as in he wasn't scared of them any longer, but they would appear all the time.
Yeah.
Never ever. They wouldn't appear.
Yeah. Oh, I've got goosebumps, Lisa.
But that's the thing. People they think, oh, the unknown, it must be scary. Doesn't necessarily mean that it is scary.
To me, it was scary.
Yeah, but
you just don't know what it is. I think that's what makes it scary. But thank you so much, Lisa. That's so interesting.
Melanie, let us know your Min Min encounter.
I used to work in the Northern Territory on cattle stations. And one night we were sitting at the camp and we could see lights coming. And we thought it was a car, but they never actually showed up. And the young Aboriginal guy that was working with us said it was a Min Min light.
Wow, so he just knew it to be common knowledge there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cows are the constant in this story. So at the moment we know that Min Min Lights, they like cars and they like cows.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're in the car.
Thank you so much for your story, Melanie.
Jen, what's your Min Min encounter? Were you driving in a car delivering some cows?
No, not at all. I was about 11. I was living on a property out near Roma. It was like 20,000 acre property. It was late at night and I had to go out onto the veranda to go to the bathroom. It was like 11 o'clock at night. And I was looking, as I got out, I looked over the over towards the creek and there was this light and it was just, it was getting closer and closer and closer, and it really freaked me out. And as I looked at it, it started going further and further away, and that would come closer and closer when I looked away from it. So I went and got my grandfather, and they went and investigated it, but they didn't see anything. They went for a walk down the creek. Yeah, it was really...
No, do you know what's interesting, though, Jen? I know, like, you're a bit of a skeptic, but the common thread that I hear a lot in these Min Min encounters, and it was kind of the same for mine, is that the distance that's always kept, it's almost like they kind of taunt you. They come in close, and then, but
yeah.
No one ever quite gets close enough to them. It's really interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the only one that I've ever sort of come across. I grew up on properties most of my life, but I'm in Rocky now. So, but
I think it's like, do you think it's like a rainbow of the night or something? Because you could never physically. No. Seriously, you could never physically touch a rainbow, but you can see it.
Yeah, it's there's something there. There's something. Someone has to figure out, and there needs to be a reasonable explanation.
Mm.
Until then, it's aliens.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Jen.
No worries. Cheers.
My curiosity is pricked.
We're still getting people calling on 13, 12, 16. We're still going to take some of your stories, but what we're going to do is we're going to put them in a podcast and you can listen to other people's encounters at our website, hit.com.au, a little later on. You're still sceptical, aren't you?
Of course I'm still sceptical. A sceptic remains a sceptic till he sees it with his own eyes. But I'd be willing to go out to a cattle farm or something and, bust
his nipple. Oh, I would love to do that.
Once and for all. Jan, on 13, 12, 16, you sound like someone who's had an encounter with the third kind before.
Yes, I have.
What was it? We want to hear all about it.
Okay, so we used to go fishing at our little secret fishing spot down Maroon Way. It's on the like the Maroon Boonaroo Highway.
Oh, hang on, hang on. Keep it secret, Jan. Come on, don't give it away.
Yes, I know. Well, it's all right. You're not going to find it. Anyway, so the road is dead straight, dead flat the whole way. And we were coming home just on dusk and there was three lights behind us. And so we had two on the bottom, one above in a triangle. And they were like hovering above the road up and down and getting closer and closer to us. So we were doing like 100 and, well, you know, we were speeding, trying to get away from them because we're a bit scared. And so they'd get closer and, you know, and just hovering up and down the whole way pretty much until we started getting a bit closer into town and then they just disappeared. And it was very scary.
That is almost like a mirror of kind of this. Mine was only one big light, but that's interesting. So three lights. What yeah. colour were they?
They were like an orange-yellow colour.
How big are these things? Are they like tiny little fireflies or big headlights? Like what,
no,
what size
like,
are we talking?
No, well, they're probably like soccer ball size.
Soccer ball, okay. Mm,
wow. You know, yeah.
And you must have been scared as well.
Yeah, we were scared. Well, we were only like 15, so yeah, we were pretty scared.
That'd be great to ask Sergeant Wayne in a couple of weeks' time as well, like if you get pulled over for speeding because you were getting chased by a Min Min light. Yes, do you get let off?
Yes, exactly.
Thank
yeah.
you so much
but,
for your
oh,
story.
My dad had a story.
Oh, really?
My dad used to be a fisherman down there, and one time he came in at, you know, in early in the morning and he lost his lights and he didn't know where to go to get back into shore, and there was a light on the dock, and when he got there, there was nobody there. So you could say thank you too for guiding him in.
Wow. So maybe the yeah. Min Mins are there for good, not evil.
Yes, yes, maybe.
Mm. Interesting. Well, I love that.
Might have
that.
Just been the lighthouse keeper clocking off at the rods.
Thank you so much for
That's
your
all
story.
Right.